East Texas Business Today welcomes Casey Freddy. He's the owner of Visiting Angels of East Texas. Hello, Casey.
Hello. Thanks for having me on.
You have a very strong interest in helping military veterans. Why is that?
Yeah, as a business owner, I think this is a great opportunity for me to serve those who have served our country, really the only way that I know how, and that's through senior home care. Both of my grandfathers served in World War II and the Korean War. I've got two managers who are veterans. Some of our favorite clients are veterans. Generally speaking, they're very appreciative. They tell great stories, and they just have a great attitude on life.
And many of them have a great need.
Absolutely. There is a great need there. And this is actually a part of our business that we want to aggressively pursue. We have a handful of veterans that are on our services now. In the next 2 years, we actually want to have five times the number of vets that we have right now. We really want this to be a foundation of what we do. We want this to be a core function, helping veterans. We want to be known in East Texas as the leader in helping veterans get senior home care.
So what kind of programs are you going to make available to them?
There's a program through the VA called Aid and Attendance. The Aid and Attendance program provides financial assistance up to $2,100 a month for companies like Visiting Angels to take care of your activities of daily living. And one of the great things about this program is this benefit is also available to surviving spouses.
So how does a veteran qualify for these programs?
So there's a few things, a few requirements that you have to meet to qualify. One thing is you have served 90 days active duty with at least one of those days during a period of war. So World War II, Vietnam, or the Korean War. You have to have medical conditions that require assistance that aren't associated with your military service. So these are just basic things that happen with age. Maybe you cannot drive anymore and you have no transportation to doctor's appointments. Maybe it's just not safe for you to get up in the middle of the night and use the restroom anymore. You're not ambulatory. So just normal aging conditions, and we can come in and help with your ADLs. And the last requirement has to do with assets. That's where it gets a little bit complicated. There's a sliding scale based on how many assets you can have. I think the upper range is $80,000 in assets, not including your house or car.
How much time does it take to get approval?
So really, you have a couple of different options for approval. The first option is to go directly through the VA and submit all the paperwork yourself. And that's about a one-year process. The other option is to go through a company that specializes in aid and attendance. This is a company like Veterans Care Coordination, who has a partnership with Visiting Angels. And they can get care to you within 45 days. So depending on your need, that might be a better option for you if you need care faster. If you're in a situation where you're just exploring options for the future, then maybe going directly through the VA is a better option for you.
Those who have specific questions, who do they call?
You can always call Visiting Angels, and one of our managers can walk you through the process. And that number is 903-581-5122. And you can also hop onto the VA website. It will lay out all the requirements for eligibility for the aid and attendance program on the website.
Thank you, Casey, for joining us on East Texas Business Today.
Thanks, George.